If you'd like to follow along, I'm going to be in Psalms 146, almost to the end of the Psalms. Psalms number 146. Verse 1, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Now this is going to be my reference here. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And I'm just going to stop right there. Now, this is Easter. Just so you know, okay? So I want to give you a good Easter statement about the gospel of Jesus Christ that you will probably not hear in most churches. All right? The gospel is not an announcement that God has relaxed his justice or lowered his standard of holiness. A.W. Pink wrote that. I like that. That's not the gospel. I know that's what's preached all around us and probably in cemeteries this morning. But that's not the gospel. The gospel, now this is me, the gospel is the announcement, the proclamation, the preaching, is that God himself is both just and justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. The good news is declared from ancient time that there is no God beside the Lord. A just God and the Savior. It took the death of the Son of God, manifest in the flesh, Jesus Christ, to purchase the salvation of his people. The salvation of the Lord. The one who knew no sin, the one who had never sinned, and the one who took upon himself all of the sins of his people. He paid the debt they owed, died the death we should have died, and he purchased eternal redemption for those that the Father gave to him. And right now, he is calling and gathering his people to himself. To himself. Oh, I like that. That's good news. And when he calls them and he gathers them, they follow him. Now, let me make this statement. Sinners. You are all sinners. I'll even add a little to that. We. I'll include myself because I belong there. We are all sinners. And here's one of my favorite words. Nevertheless. Nevertheless. What? Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob. Happy. Now this word is used 45 times in what they call the books of wisdom. The Song of Solomon, the Psalms, and the Proverbs. 20 times it is used the word happy, 25 times it is used as the word blessed. But it means this, it means happy. It means blessed. Now, I thought about this when I read this and it kind of struck me. I want to be happy. I've been miserable and happy is better. I've been down, I've been hurt. Physically and emotionally, and happy is much better than that. Blessed is good. Blessed is good. Now, every now and then, I don't know about you folks, but every now and then I'll get a statement from somebody. I've been in a store or something, they're checking me out, and they'll look at you and they'll say, have a blessed day. I usually answer, I always do. Because I am blessed to know Jesus Christ. I am blessed, here it is, I am blessed to believe Jesus Christ. And I'm happy to believe Jesus Christ. Because you are blessed and happy if you are in Christ Jesus. He is the God of Jacob. He is the God of Jacob. Now, that's what Psalms 146 is proclaiming and teaching. And Jesus Christ is the God. Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I'll sing praises unto my God while I have any being. And put not your trust in any man. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob. Happy is he. The God of Jacob. Now, happy is he that has, or hath, in this case, the God of Jacob. The scripture is clear. I like to say that statement because a lot of people don't quite understand it. The scripture is always clear. It's man that's unclear. The scripture is always clear. Or to put it another way, the scripture is always right and man is always wrong. But here it is. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob. And I thought about this. Why did he say the God of Jacob? Why did he write that? Why did he write the God of Abraham? You know, the God of Joseph. The God of Isaac. Well, one reason why I tell you is we know from the words of Christ that Jacob is in heaven. Matthew 8 and verse 11 says this, and I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. You understand? And Jacob is with his, you know, Abraham and Isaac is his dad and his grandpa. We believers, and I do believe, you know, from the context, I'm not going to go into it, from Matthew 8, which says many are going to come from the east and the west. That's Jew and Gentile. That's Jew and Gentile. He says, many are coming from the east and the west, and we are going to sit down. And the reference, the emphasis of this is you're going to sit at the table with them, with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. At the feast of the Lord. Oh, I like that idea. I do. Another one, Matthew 22 and 32 says, I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Jacob is alive and in heaven. I am the God of Jacob, therefore, Jacob lives. Jacob lives. Abraham lives. Isaac lives. And here's the kicker. If you're in Christ, you live and always shall. Oh, every believer has the God of Jacob. I like that. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob. Jacob was actually given another name. The psalmist doesn't write here, happy is he that has the God of Israel. Although it's the same guy. It's the same person. Jacob and Israel are the same person. It is true that the God of Jacob and the God of Israel are exactly the same, but I'm going to tell you something. There's just, to me, there's a little extra meaning in using this title, the God of Jacob. Just as Paul quotes from Malachi, Romans 9:13, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. And I'm not going to be like that one preacher I heard saying, well, God doesn't hate anybody, so don't worry about that. That's what the scripture says. That's what the Apostle Paul wrote. And that's what it means. Anyhow, Israel have I loved, Esau have I hated. That's not what it says. Although that's exactly true. That's exactly true. It's not written that way, and it's not, and here's the thing, it's not written that way under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He wrote, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. And he wrote, happy is he that has the God of Jacob. Jacob. Now, Jacob was elect, chosen of God before the world began, and that election is of grace. Jacob was chosen, elect, not of works, but of him that calleth, but of God. Now, Israel, the word Israel means prince with God. That was the name God gave to Jacob after he wrestled with him. He says, you'll be known now as Israel, prince with God. But the name Jacob means supplanter, usurper, heel catcher, I think is the literal thing. Because when he was born, he had a hold of Esau's heel. Oh. Think about it. Think about it. Just for just a minute. Happy is he that has the God of the supplanter for his help. Folks, I need the God of the supplanter. I need the God of the usurper. Well, hey, remember, there's a couple places you can read the scripture. Thou worm Jacob. That's what he called him. I need the God of the worm Jacob. I need the God of the worm for my help. For my help. And so do you, whether you know it or not. This is the way it is. I understand. I need the just God and the Savior. I need the one, you need the one, who is both just and justifier of him that believeth in Jesus Christ. We need the God of the supplanter, the one who came to save sinners. We need the one who died for the ungodly. You understand? We need the one who was raised for the justification of the supplanter and the usurper and the ungodly and the sinner. And if he is our help, if we know him, we are happy. Happy. Oh my, we are blessed. Blessed. You understand? Here's the thing. I don't know much about a prince with God or being a prince with God. But now I know a little bit about being a supplanter. You understand? You know, this is the thing people don't understand. When you're preaching the gospel, you're preaching to sinners. You're preaching to sinners. Only the saints will hear, but you're preaching to sinners. Because here's the thing, what the world doesn't realize, every saint is a sinner. Now, every sinner is not a saint, but every saint is a sinner, is a supplanter, is a usurper. And you understand, that's where we were, that's where we are. And this is who we need. We need the God of Jacob. We need the God of Jacob. Oh, I like that. We need him. I do know that John writes in Revelations 1 and 6 that Jesus Christ making us kings and priests, what? Unto God his Father. But I still know more about being a supplanter than I do about that. I know more about being a sinner than I do about being a saint. And that's just the honest truth of it. Oh, I see. Here's the thing. We need the Lord who saves sinners. The one who saves supplanters. The one who saves usurpers. Because he has shown us we are sinners. You understand? We want the physician because we know we're sick. The well don't want a physician because they think they're not sick. Here's the thing about election. I want to be chosen. Before the foundation of the world, I understand. But I want that. You know why? Because Jesus Christ said, I would not choose him. He told his disciples that. He said, you didn't choose me. I chose you.
Right.
And if he doesn't choose you, you're not going to know you're a supplanter. You're not going to call upon the God of Jacob. You're not going to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. I want the God of Jacob. And what does it say? For his help. For his help. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help. This is extremely and totally personal. Now, he is all of our help. He is the help of every believer. But here it is. I can be happy because he's my help. You can be happy because he's your help. The God of Jacob, the God of the usurper, is our help. Oh, I like that. Because we need his help every day. We need his help every day. That's like we're celebrating the resurrection of Christ. You're supposed to think about the resurrection of Christ every day. You understand? It's not just a one-time-a-year thing when you dress up. Now, I know I'm wearing a pink shirt, but this is just because it was the one in my closet. Okay? Next week, I'll wear a different color shirt. But here's the thing. You're not here to dress up one time a year and celebrate Jesus. No. If Jesus Christ isn't real to you every day, if he's not your help every day, you don't know Christ. You don't know Christ. We need his help every day, and we want his help every day. And here's the thing. We must have his help every day. His guidance, his strength, his word, his faith, his assurance, his everlasting life. Every day. Every day. We need, and here's the thing. We have, believers have, the saints have his help every day. The blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our great high priest. You understand? He carries us every day in his heart and upon his shoulders. He's our great high priest. Every day. He keeps us by the power of God through faith every day. Every day. And Jesus Christ leads his sheep and they follow him and they walk by his help. By his help. We live and we move and we have our being in him by his help. He is our help. Because without his help, we're the chaff. The wind comes along and it just goes, and it's gone. It blows away without him. What does it say next? Whose hope is in the Lord his God. Believers, we hope in the God of Jacob. And the God of Jacob is our hope. You understand? Our life is a gift from him. Our love for him is because he first loved us. Anything good the believer has, the saint has, the believing sinner has, comes from him. It doesn't come from us. Oh, we still have nothing good in and of ourselves. But in him we have all blessings. In heavenly places, and I'm going to tell you, and right now, here on earth, we are blessed by the Lord. What does it say? Our life is a gift from him, and our love for him is because he first loved us. Psalms 130 and verse 7 says this, let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy. And with him is, and I love this, plenteous redemption. Oh, I like that. Plenteous redemption. What? More redemption than you even know about. His redemption for us is so glorious, we just know the bare bones. And we only know that because he taught it to us. Hope in the Lord. There's mercy in the God of Jacob. Hope in the God of the supplanter. Because with him, there is plenteous redemption. And what does it say? Our hope is in the Lord, his God. Again, this is personal. It is intimate. It is between God and you. And you, and you, and you, and me. I can't help you get saved. All I can do is preach the righteousness of Christ. The truth of Jesus Christ, that he did die for his people. He was buried for his people. He resurrected, what? To reconcile us to God. Oh my. And he ever liveth to make intercession for the usurpers, the supplanters, the sinners that the Father gave him. Understand, everything good comes from the God of Jacob. He is our hope. All life comes from him. He is the light. And without Jesus Christ, there's only darkness. And we know men love darkness rather than light. Instead of the light, men love darkness. But he is the light. He is the way, the truth, and the life. If you are laboring and heavy laden with being a supplanter or being a usurper, being a sinner, come to him. He'll give you rest. He's the God of Jacob. He's the God of Isaac and Abraham. And he's the God of Jacob. Still, this day, he is. Oh, I like that. If you know you're a sinner, come to Jesus Christ. You understand? He says, I am the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. What did he say also? Moses wrote of me. He also said, Abraham saw my day and was glad, was happy. Oh, I like that. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob. Oh my, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Here's a couple of verses of a song. But where the Lord of grace and power has blessed the happy field, how plenteous is the golden store the deep-wrought furrows yield. Father of mercies, we have need of thy preparing grace. Let the same hand that gives me seed provide a fruitful place. I like that. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his hope, for his help, for his life, for his love, for his all. Because the God of Jacob provides everything for his people. And that's what we need. Everything from him. Our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this time and this place. Thank you for your Son, who did live on this earth, perfect, holy, wonderful, glorious life, and we as men were too dull to see the truth of God manifest in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, while he was here. Lord, help us to see him now. Help us to believe him now. He died, he was buried, and he rose again from the grave and ascended unto you, and he ever liveth to make intercession for those that you have given him. Be with Paul and Walter as they come to preach your gospel. Help us to understand it, to lay hold of it, and to be happy in you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.